From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, two South Korean ships pass through the Strait of Hormuz amid a ceasefire between the United States and Iran, which conduct a tense first round of talks toward a permanent peace deal. Former Justice Minister Park Sung-jae is sentenced to 25 years in prison for playing a key role in the 2024 martial law bid. And Starbucks Korea closes its doors nationwide to conduct training sessions for all employees to improve historical awareness and social sensitivity. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. A tense first round of talks in Switzerland between the United States and Iran ended in the early hours of Monday. Mediators Qatar and Pakistan said the two sides agreed to establish a communication line on the Strait of Hormuz and the so-called Lebanon deconfliction mechanism as negotiations continued to play out amid the ceasefire. Dozens of ships were reportedly transiting the strait, including two South Korean-operated vessels. Rosenbach has more.
Before the start of negotiations at Lake Lucerne in Switzerland on Sunday, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance expressed confidence that the United States and Iran could turn over a new leaf at the meeting. But Iranian officials stormed out of the high-level peace talks after just 80 minutes in protest of President Donald Trump's public threats to obliterate the regime if Iran closes the Strait of Hormuz. Mediators Qatar and Pakistan helped talks continue behind the scenes until the session wrapped some 18 hours later. In a joint statement, the mediators said the U.S. and Iran agreed to create a deconfliction cell to ensure the adherence of the termination of military operations in Lebanon, where Israel's military has been fighting the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah. In addition, the parties decided to open a communications line to help ensure safe passage for commercial ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi wrote on X that his country received waivers for oil and petrochemical exports, the U.S. naval blockade was lifted, and some frozen Iranian assets were released. Since a framework agreement to end the Iran war was signed last week, two South Korean-operated ships that had been stranded in the Strait of Hormuz for months were able to transit through the contested waterway. Seoul's Ministry of Oceans and Fisheries said Monday that the vessels, which have no South Korean crew members on board, are sailing normally but have not yet fully exited a high-risk zone. There are still 22 South Korean ships stranded in the strait, waiting for permission from Iran to pass. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Former Justice Minister Park Sung-jae has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for his role in former President Yoon Suk-yeol's martial law bid in late 2024. The Seoul Central District Court on Monday found Park guilty of participating in an insurrection and abusing his power, and it ordered his immediate detention due to concerns that he might destroy evidence. The court said Park convened a meeting with senior ministry officials in the early hours of martial law, reviewed the deployment of prosecutors to the Joint Investigation Headquarters to be created under martial law, and checked on the capacity of prisons. The court concluded that Park took those actions in support of Yoon as part of an insurrection and also found him guilty of abusing his power by ordering preparations related to prison capacity and travel bans. In addition, the court found him guilty of abuse of power for instructing the prosecution division of the ministry to draft a document justifying the martial law order shortly after it was lifted. The Korean National Police Agency's acting chief, Yoo Jae-sung, has reaffirmed a strict stance against breaches of the law occurring during the ongoing protests at Olympic Park in southern Seoul over the ballot shortages that disturbed the June 3rd local elections. With the protests entering its 18th day, Yoo said at a regular press briefing on Monday that serious crimes such as aggravated assault will be met with prompt and decisive action, including arrest. The acting police chief said expressions of concern over alleged violations of voting rights will be regarded as a legitimate exercise of citizens' sovereignty and will be respected and protected to the fullest extent possible, adding that police will carry out their duties fairly and maintain political neutrality. Police are currently investigating 36 cases linked to the protest, based in part on allegations that demonstrators searched the belongings of members of the women's national junior handball team, obstructed access to facilities operated by the Korean Sport and Olympic Committee, and assaulted a journalist. Starbucks Korea said it would close all its stores nationwide at 3 p.m. Monday to conduct training sessions for all employees to improve their historical awareness and social sensitivity. The coffee chain, operated by E-Mart, an affiliate of Shinsegae Group, has been posting notices at its approximately 2,160 stores nationwide since last Tuesday about the educational program and shortened operating hours. This marks the first time since the company entered the South Korean market in 1999 that all its stores have shut down simultaneously. The educational program is a follow-up measure to last month's controversy over a marketing campaign that evoked painful memories of a brutal military crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in 1980. Employees are set to watch recorded lectures by two professors, one on historical awareness and one on corporate ethics, after employees at Starbucks Korea's headquarters and executives of E-Mart affiliates attended the live lectures on Wednesday last week. The South Korean national football team has arrived in Monterrey, Mexico, to a warm reception from local fans ahead of its final Group A match against South Africa in the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The team, led by manager Hong Myung-bo, checked into a hotel in Monterrey on Sunday, where around 100 fans, including members of the local Korean community, gathered to welcome the athletes. The Taeguk Warriors will face South Africa at 10 a.m. Thursday Korea Standard Time at Monterrey Stadium in its third and final group stage match. South Korea currently sits second in Group A with 3 points after a 2-1 win over the Czech Republic and a 1-0 loss to Mexico. South Korea's military says installing barbed wire fences near the military demarcation line is a clear violation of the Korean Armistice Agreement. The Joint Chiefs of Staff directed its words against Pyongyang in a statement issued Monday, saying it is closely monitoring North Korea's activities along the land border and will continue responding in close coordination with the United Nations Command. According to military authorities, North Korea has installed fences as close as 80 to 90 meters from the line in some sections as part of its border fortification efforts. The South's defense ministry argues that such activities contradict the spirit of the armistice, which established the demilitarized zone as a buffer area to prevent renewed hostilities. But the United Nations Command, which oversees the enforcement of the armistice agreement, said Monday that construction, fortification, and other defensive measures do not automatically constitute armistice violations and should be assessed case by case. South Korean chipmaker SK Hynix surpassed Samsung Electronics to become the country's most valuable company on Monday, marking the first change in market capitalization leadership in 25 years and 7 months. According to the Korea Exchange, SK Hynix's market capitalization reached 2,084.65 trillion won as of 12:51 p.m., surpassing Samsung Electronics's 2,084.19 trillion won. Samsung Electronics, which first became the KOSPI's top company on July 29, 1999, had maintained the position since November 21, 2000, without relinquishing it until now. The shift reflects strong gains in both companies, driven by booming semiconductor demand, fueled by the artificial intelligence industry, with SK Hynix recording a relatively stronger share price performance. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 62.13 points, or 0.69% on Monday, to close at 9,114.55. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 1.81 points, or 0.19%, to close at 968.4. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.